The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to another edition of Bite by Bite. He is the Heart of Alabama Food Bank CEO, Michael Coleman, and a great friend of mine. I am so blessed to have him in my life and be able to talk and break bread with him. Okay, by the way, we need to do some lunch. We haven't done lunch in a while, man. I miss seeing you.
Yeah, boy.
I need to get a hug with you and get after it. We do a show called Mission Minded, which airs right up against this show. We hope you enjoy the last episode. If you've got anything to say about that, info@TonyCurryRadio.net, info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Food is medicine, we're talking about today on BBB. Yeah. What do you mean, man?
Well, I've told the audience in the past episodes about some of the issues we have, but more and more. So it really starts with, and I know he's very controversial, but Bobby Kennedy. I said Bobby.
Robert. Robert Jr.
Well,
yeah.
Can I just say this?
I hope I'm not. I have the hardest time listening to him just because of his voice. I don't know if he's had some issue with his voice. I don't know his story.
He had cancer.
Okay, because I pray for him, and I'm sorry to hear that. But every time he talks, it's almost like putting a fingernail on a chalkboard for me. I just have a hard time listening to that. But continue anyway. I just wanted to get that off my chest. I feel better. Thank you.
So he's part of his reforms, The vaccines get all the stuff. Let's set the vaccine argument aside. I think there is some concern. Basically, his argument is that everything else that we accept as norms have led to American health getting worse, and very likely tied into, you know, why all of a sudden is there so many people with autism? Why is there so many people, you know, we're not getting healthier as a nation. We eat highly processed food. Just all these ingredients, these chemicals that are put in our food, and we just eat them because it's the norm. And so he's really looking at all that. Well, anyway, so his movement is called MAHA rather than Make America Great Again. It's Make America Healthy Again. Mm-hmm. And again, you are free to disagree. I'm not defending the position. I'm just saying this is one of the issues that comes down to us in Alabama. And they're trying to figure out, you know, Alabama is the third longest lifespan. Excuse me, the third shortest lifespan in our nation. It's like 72 or 73. You get up and maybe Massachusetts, it's like 79 or 80. And so our legislature's coming together to say, what can we do what are we already doing? And so I'm on one of the subcommittees that's talking about nutrition, not just for children, but for everybody. Mm-hmm. Because really, when you're talking about it's people at the poverty level or, you know, slightly above the poverty level who really struggle to be able to afford to eat well. And we're talking, you know, raw proteins, fresh produce, all that kind of stuff, and prepare meals and all that. It's just more expensive. And so we're investigating what that looks like. Well, I told the committee when I was there, I said, listen, I am not going to advocate for any one program or position. What I want you to see and understand is that whatever the committee decides to do in terms of nutrition, whether it's education or whether it is some type of food distribution or both, what you don't need to do, because every dollar is going to be very precious in this, what you don't need to do is try to recreate the avenue or the infrastructure by which to distribute, whether it's education, whether it's this, because the food banking network, and it's true in every state, I showed them a map of all our current sites that each food bank has where we distribute USDA TFAP food, which is the Emergency Food Assistance Program, TFAP. And basically, it blankets our entire state. And I said, so whatever you come up with and you say, yeah, we need more education. We got to get education in the hands. Lots of times they'll go out and they'll spend money on mass marketing, on billboards, on social media. And I'm not saying it doesn't have any effect, but we can go anywhere. The beauty of the Food Banking Network is I can take a truck of food to any rural county. It doesn't matter. And 150 to 300 people are going to, cars are going to show up.
Yeah.
It's no problem. And so what I'm trying to educate people on is, look, the network is there. Let us be a part of any state solution. Take advantage of the fact that the network is there. All you need to do is say, here's the program. Here's what we're going to do. Now we're going to task you with delivering that information, educating the public, helping provide and focus on healthier foods. And it's just one more reason why the Food Banking Network is so vital and needs to be supported, not in Alabama, but all across the nation.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.